they didn't believe in the podcast. But guess what?
God did. I didn't even know you picked up the fucking Bible. I didn't even know you picked that shit up, God. Did you listen to that album though?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Why would I listen to that?
I listened to a couple songs in there. He got Eminem on there.
I feel like DJ Khaled is just trying to assemble the Avengers of music.
He's been doing this for years though, so it's not like he just capitalizing out of nowhere. He's been capitalizing.
I'm like, how is he? What is he really orchestrating? You know what? I'm not even gonna sit here and like
speculate.
I'm just. Let him do what he do.
But. Oh, I thought you was gonna look up what he asked, because I'm confused too, nigga. How is he able to just put DJ Khaled on everything?
We the best.
Like, how is he able to do that? Does he produce the music?
Another one.
Like, did he set up the meets? I don't, like, what does he do?
I think he comes in with the ad libs.
But it's literally, when he comes out of what album, it's DJ Khaled featuring these niggas that actually put in all the work.
So I do know DJ Khaled was actually a DJ in college. So now,
yeah, I know that too.
Yeah, so before, well, back in the day, he used to produce beats and stuff like that. So I do understand that. But after seeing the video of him making a beat, like, by scratch.
You like, see him actually DJing and shit?
Like, that was trash.
When I seen DJ Khaled DJing, I was like, yo, I'm not a DJ, but, like, this does not sound good.
At all. And I'm thinking, like, as a DJ of your caliber, you'd be able to, you know, differentiate that, so... my boy, I think you slipping for real. Yeah. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka Jew Magoo, aka damn it. I rehearsed this shit out of it, but I just
we so many episodes in, and you still just don't have that solid three. It's just got to be solid three. You don't even got to change it up. Like, one could stick so much that people fuck with it. They just fuck with that. But at this point, we, 86 episodes in?
Hey, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like,
how you rehearse it and still ain't get it right?
Because I got high.
Oh, man. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. It's your boy Nate on the mic. And first things first, we have to hit our affiliates, man. Yes, Bluehost, where you can get your website made, get your domain name. It's a one-stop shop for creating your own website for your businesses out there.
Tap in with them. Also, make sure you definitely tap into Instacart as well. Get 10% off your first order, which is really the fee. So definitely, you know, if you want to feel lazy and not go, you know, your fat ass to the store.
Straight up.
But if you don't want to go to the store and you just want to get it delivered to you, you know, by all means, go to Instacart, get that 10% off, and tell them the boys from Short Story Long sent you. Yeah. Also, make sure you tap into One More headphones as well. 10% off your first order. They're definitely supreme, top of the line, premium quality headphones. So definitely, you know, check in with them and tell them the boys from, you know, Short Story Long sent you.
Yeah. So now that that's said and done,
now that we got that all, you know.
Yeah, let's get into this strawberry letter.
Dun dun dun. So one of our fans actually sent us a little letter and shit, and it was basically like a confession, and also, you know, got a couple of questions for you after this. So, the story of She Kelly.
She Kelly.
Yes. Now.
Such a wild name for a story, bro.
Now, I really want to save on the bad takes, because when it comes down to public reading, I fucking suck sometimes.
Okay. I have not heard this story at all so far, y'all. So.
Yeah, he hasn't. So, just in advance, if I fuck up, y'all better not be roasting the shit out of me in the comments, all right? So, I'm sorry. Like, damn. So, boom. I've been dealing with this guy for about a month now, and every time we've had sex, I've noticed that he didn't nut. So, I asked him last night, be honest with me. Have you been popping pills? And because the only time you nut is in the morning when you wake up. So sometimes, you know, it kind of makes sense that you're not nutting. And the pill wears off. So he admits that he's been fucking her on X pills and he wouldn't nut fast. Now, mind you, this man is 43.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
They are 15 years apart. So she's like, you're around our age ish.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, damn. All right. What the fuck? So boom. Me and the guy decides to pop some beans last night. Mind you, we was already drunk as fuck. So we got a room, hopped in the shower, and she started using her sex toy. He started sucking on her toes and eating her pussy. And as the night goes on, we decide to 69, and he hops on top of me. As she starts sucking his dick, she makes his way down to her to his balls and goes for it. Yes. She starts eating ass.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
This is graphic. This is some graphic novel shit. Some 50 Shades of Grey shit right here. Like, what? The fuck? She start eating his ass?
Yes.
The fuck is this?
She said.
Like. Not the fuck.
It's not fucking winning. Oh, God. Okay. So, yes. Starts eating her ass. So, and the sad part is he starts loving every part of it. Mind you, we've talked about it, how if a girl would eat his ass and he would be like, nah, I would never do that. Like, I don't go that way. She said, well, tonight he did. So then.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We decided.
Something beans, bro.
Oh, God. I kind of want to see what that means. Like, at least one time, like, but not my ass. Like,
your ass ate off the beans?
Hell no. Nah, that's what you said. Fucking off the beans.
You just said you want to see what that be like. So okay, you want to get your ass ate off the beans.
I do not want to get my ass ate off the beans, bro.
Nah. Come on. We all do one day.
Okay, just because you want to get your booty ate, don't mean.
Right, we're not even about to get. Are you projecting on me? No.
Oh, shit. Okay, so. Damn, what part was I on? Okay, so
he
then.
He was loving every second of it. They had a conversation about it. Hey, he never wanted to get his ass ate.
Okay, oh, yeah. So, boom. So, then tonight they decided to do that. And so, then he decided. Well, then they decided that, you know, she wanted him to put it in the butt. I do.
She wanted him to put it. Okay. Yeah. I heard that backwards, yeah, and I was like, "Whoa, put what in the butt? Like, how is she putting like, anything in his confused. Butt?
Like, my nigga, no." All right. So he puts the shit in the butt, and now this nigga's going crazy. All right, going to pound town on her shit. All right. Now, let's rewind for a second. When they was in the shower, she had told him what kind of porn she had liked to watch. And she had told him she wanted to try, you know, she wanted to try what she had seen in porn. I wanted him to pee on me. Yes. Pee.
Wow.
So we were in the shower and he was like, OMG, I get on my knees and he's laughing. He can't do it. So I'm like, fuck it. Don't worry about it. Now, going back to, you know, them going crazy in her ass and shit. Now,
him going crazy in her ass and shit?
Yes, I had to jump back to that. God. Yeah, he's just like.
Oh, that's.
It sounds like it, right?
That's wild.
Okay. Now, bam, going back crazy in her shit. And he says, bae, get up. She says, what's wrong? He says, I gotta pee. LOL. So it happened. Got down on my knees and he proceeded to pee on me. No, not in her mouth. Her mouth was not open. And he drank 3 bottles of water and 2 bottles of Gatorade before he did it. So it was clear and had no smell. Woke up the next morning and I couldn't believe it. I said, bae. He said, yep. It happened. I peed on you. She asks, would you try that with your significant other?
Okay, so I'm not into kink shaming. Because to be honest with y'all, I don't have the sexual experience to be saying, oh, I won't do this. Oh, I won't do that. I've never experienced a lot of these things that you noted in that story.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here and just be like, I won't do that. But it's. Will we pee on her? That's what she asked, and not everything else.
Yeah.
Fuck no. What? What?
Hey, man, I'm not pissing on the bitch. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'll probably piss on you in the shower, and that'll be what? On your leg. Like, yeah, like, I might. That's so all right? Nasty. That's a might, a maybe. That's not even something I've done before, all right?
Bruh, That's though I might think it's gross. People like to do that shit. So I'm not here to kink shame, but I am saying that I would never in my life.
At all.
Unless it's just an accident and someday I have IBS and I just shit on my bitch while I'm having sex. Whatever the case is. I am never doing that. Like, ever. That's disgusting, bro.
Look, for all future fans, if you want to send in any random sex stories or any random stories that you feel are entertaining that you just want to tell us anonymously, by all means, send them in by email or just hit us in the DMs. We won't, you know, expose your name.
Preferably not email, real talk.
Yeah, because it will definitely get, like, lost in spam.
Yes, yes. Like, indeed.
Indubitably, mama. Yes. So, yeah. Like, most definitely, like, definitely, we would love to hear more stories because that was fucking crazy. All right.
But it's kind of dope, though, that he found somebody that they're both willing to satisfy each other's needs.
Yeah, I heard after that, he was like, oh, yeah, bitch, you mine.
Yeah, on
like,
God, he wiped that nowhere. Shit up, man.
Like, yeah, I ain't mad at it.
And she could eat my ass good. She let me fuck her in the ass. Like, shit. I mean, pause and all that.
Put the dick in the mouth like a fish hook.
Like, shit, I respect it. Man.
It's like, hey, man.
That's
why
they go for the young hoes, bro.
Oh, God.
Them young hoes.
Oh, God. Look, once I get that old, bro, shit, I'm fucking with the 30-year-olds, nigga. Like, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when I get 40, I ain't trying to fuck with anybody my age. I respect niggas that, I mean, not young hoes, not like 21 and shit.
Yeah, most
like, bitches like 25 to 29 and shit like that. I respect that. Leonardo DiCaprio like that.
Nah, he don't fuck with nobody over 25.
Yeah, that's
once you turn 26, bitch, you're out.
You go, bitch. Like, you like, out of here.
You're out of there.
Cannot play.
That girl is gone.
And he, for that, he's probably have some good sex.
Yeah, he said, you are the weakest link. So, later on in the news, let's go.
Later on in the news, this is the same day?
Yes. Oh, I did go to a fashion show last night. Oh, my gosh, yo. That shit. If you follow me on Instagram, which half you niggas don't.
Shit, I would say even more than that. Punk asses.
Fuck niggas. Like, I'm gonna need y'all to do that, you know. http://gemini.
So you went to this fashion show. First of all, hold up, my bad. Get that shit. First of all, like, what made you go to a fashion show, though?
Oh, it was one of my old coworkers. I thought about her ass. I was like, you know what? Let me call her ass and see what the fuck she's doing. Like, I was at work because I saw she had posted something on Facebook about niggas. I'm just like,
niggas ain't shit.
Like, oh my god,
all these niggas ain't shit.
Like, yo, you a nigga? What, you're a?
No, I said, oh shit, with a twist.
No, she's a little woman to act like a nigga, yo. So it's like, bro, you can't be a nigga with a nigga. Like, that don't work. You need to get a gay nigga or something like that. Like, it don't work like that. But she had basically invited me to the fashion show, and it was supposed to be a party that we was going to go to after that. But she said, fuck that, because some other shit. So I was like, all right, cool. Fuck
okay.
So, oh boy, before then I went to VVS, all right, because I met VVS. Up with like had to meet up with somebody real quick. I had my first, I actually
what
realized
the fuck is VVS though? I
this
actually
is
don't
like
know
a restaurant
is.
Bar
I
should have
kind of assumed that.
Didn't
know.
Just know I actually experienced my first, well, not experience, but I realized I had my first ever anxiety attack that I actually noticed. I was like, oh,
in the VVS's?
No, before I walked. No, it's like when I got out the car and like VVS's popping. like dead ass. Before I even get
was it like a social anxiety or
yes,
like a
like boy, what? My heart started pounding like a bitch. I started sweating like a motherfucker. I'm like, okay,
why was that though? Because it's not like you unfamiliar to going out to places.
I don't like lounges and clubs, dude. I guess yeah. The loud noise and and then I pulled some high shit. I did eat an edible before I left the house and I smoked a lot.
You know,
so
that can, you know.
Yeah, that definitely.
Like that definitely can assist in that problem.
Look, I got out the car. I was like, oh shit. Damn, am I having an anxiety attack? Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm having an anxiety attack. What the fuck? All right, so let me sit down for a second. Yeah. So I go back in the car. I try to breathe. I'm like, I'm good. That don't help.
Yeah, no. That never helps me either.
At all. All right. So I just say, fuck it. I'm going to just walk in this bitch. It is what it is. All right. So walk. It's a dude that works by the door or some shit. He was like, hey, bro, you can't park over here. You got to park over there. Like, right here, you got to pray to park. I was like, oh, all right. Like, shit, my bad. He was like,
you have to pray to park?
Pray to park? Yeah. <I'm
not> I know that's not what you meant.
Yeah, you have to pay to park over there, like in front of the club and shit, or like lounge.
Oh, in front of the club. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I was like, how much is it? He was like $20. I was like, okay. So yeah, I'm about to go like park over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean? $20.
Stay smooth. Yeah, right? So I go park, I walk in and shit. Now, my dumbass, all right. When you walk in, it's a booth that's like right here, and then another.
This is
booth,
BBS's, like, or are
yeah,
we talking
BBS's,
about?
Yeah,
okay.
Like BBS's.
Because
yeah.
We're talking about the fashion show, so it's like.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna like intertwine. With
okay,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, when you walk in, it's like it's a section along the wall, a little walkway in the middle section, well sections, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you got the bar. With them like little flimsy ass red swing seats.
Yeah, right.
Shit's gay as fuck.
They always wobbly and shit.
Yeah, oh god. But so guess what I did when I walked in?
Went to the bar?
Yeah, I definitely went to the bar.
Like I can imagine, yeah.
I took the long way.
Like you went like all the way yes, around instead yes. of just going straight.
Yeah. Oh my
god. That is some hot shit. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I've done shit like that before.
Like, my nigga, I'm just like, oh,
you
wow.
You think back on it like, wow, I'm a fucking idiot.
As soon as I got in the car, I was like, bro, I'm fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, all those people just looking at me. Yeah. Like,
wait, that nigga. He's just trying to go. Why didn't he just go like straight? Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, oh, that nigga gotta be high.
Yeah, oh, God. Oh, God, bro.
Look, so get to a little section and shit, meet up with them, give them a hug, blah, blah, blah. Meet up with people. I'm like, all right, well, look, you want to come with me to this fashion show? She was like, nah. I was like, all right, cool, bet. Dip out. As soon as I leave, I'm just like, ah, all right, cool. I'm good now. So. The shit is all the way in Stone Mountain, mind you. Right.
I mean, it's not that far, but
it was like 47 minutes. Yeah, it's all right. Fuck it. It was a good little drive. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I liked it. So, get out there, park and shit. Now, no, there's no security. Like, well, there's security, but not.
There's
like
a legit fashion show. Like people really coming with some like.
Designer shit. Yeah, like black designer shit. Underground. Yeah, like damn. That shit was dope as fuck. Like, I would have invited you, but I was
yeah,
like,
you a fucking dick, actually. Because now I think about it. I was out yesterday and the day before that. And there was no fights yesterday.
Oh, damn. I just felt like you would have been like, nah.
I mean, for things like this, when it's like black designers, first of all, I like fashion.
Okay.
But when it's like black designers and shit, I'll be up for that. I don't like clubs and shit. That's the shit I don't like to do.
I don't
like going to lounges or clubs or fucking hookah bars. That's really a fucking club, but they just call them the hookah bar. Like, I don't like that type of shit. Because nobody, right. There's nothing genuine. Well, not say there's nothing genuine, but it's always like you have to go to an extra extent to have a conversation with somebody. It's so fucking, the music is so loud that you feel it in your chest.
Bruh,
first of all.
Oh God, bruh, you feel your rib cage literally. It's like you feel like a fatality is about to happen like at any moment.
Oh God, like bruh, and I have social anxiety, especially when I smoke. That's why I can relate to what you were just saying.
Boy, what?
Having to fucking yell into niggas' ears for them to be able to hear you and then
the music cut off. Yeah, but I was eating the ass. Like,
what the fuck? You take a gay ass over?
Oh, sweet Annie. But so I get there and shit like that. Now, no. As soon as I get parked and shit like that, I'm like, I'm not about to go for this shit again. I crack open that bottle. I took two big ass shots. I had the hiccups before, you know, getting out the car. I hate that shit.
But, yeah, me too.
Took that shit. I'm like, all right, good. I'm loose. I got this. All right. Walk in, pay for my shit. Now, the same shit was about to happen again, but thankfully, my little nigga, she was like, Jew. I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, somebody I'm comfortable with. somebody I know.
I was about to pull a high move all over again.
Like, yes, yes, brother, please. Embrace me.
Don't leave me.
Yes, familiarity.
Yes, oh God. Yo, I find, oh man, first of all, it was a dude, I think his name was Fred, I can't remember or not, but he looked like George Foreman. Like,
wow, he's a young dude?
No, yo.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what's good, dude? I'm like, yeah. He was like, what's good, man? I was like, yeah, George Foreman looking ass.
Damn. To his face?
Yes.
Damn, you didn't even know him yet?
Nah, I've seen him like from work and shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had like little conversations with him, but nothing like, you know.
Yeah, because it was wild. Like, if you just like, George Foreman looking ass, you don't even know this nigga at all. I'm like, damn, nigga, that's demon time.
Not oh, but also, I could have snuck my blick in the club, nigga.
I mean, they ain't had no security.
I didn't think about it. I was like, bro, I should have snuck my blick in the club, nigga.
Might as well.
Like, oh, God.
I ain't checking nobody.
Like, shit. But,
no, shit.
But while I was there, shit, you can actually see it on my story. It was a couple of black designers that actually had some pretty decent stuff, but there was some that were just like, bruh, nah.
Yeah.
Wait, I even said, yeah, I said it in this one. Huh?
I love the detail. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I'm not buying that. Yo, to be honest with you, you not finna sit here and tell me about some goddamn detail when she just took a fucking long flannel and put some goddamn patches on that shit. Like, nigga, shut your ass up. I know you trying to gas it, bro, but come on now. Like, ain't nobody buying that shit. Come on, man.
That's what I said. I'm not buying that.
Oh, man. Yo, to be honest, like, nigga, I ain't buying that shit, nigga. Fuck, I like wearing a fucking long flannel with stickers on it.
Oh my God! It was one. Oh, you remember those stuffed animals? Like, what the?
My fucking jaw started hurting, nigga. That shit was too funny. Like, what the fuck, nigga? I love the detail. Like, nigga, you capping like shit. You fucking capping in that bitch. Oh man, I'm gonna cut some of that out. There wasn't even no need for all that, but that shit just had me weak. I'm not buying it.
Like I said, I'm not buying
it. Oh shit, hold up, let me get like 10 seconds.
I get it.
Jesus Christ, man.
That, yeah. Oh God. Look,
I'm happy I didn't go, nigga. I would have been fucking dying. I would have been fucking crying. Oh shit, bro.
Yo, it didn't make it any better that I was with the homegirl that invited me, bro. She's short as fuck, but me and her be talking like all types of shit about motherfuckers, bro. Like, yo, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh hell nah, what the fuck you got? She was like, I was thinking the same shit.
Oh man.
Like, yo, she hit me a couple times. She was like, bro, shut up. I was like, bro, I can't help it.
Oh,
bro.
God,
like,
nigga. I would have been dying laughing real talk.
Bro, nah. You remember those stuffed animals, but the stuffed snake? Like, stuffed snake animals, the multicolored shits?
Yeah.
Bro, I saw that shit stitched on a fucking jacket. Like, two of them. I was like,
yo,
I was like, oh,
two
hell
of them,
yes.
Like from different creators?
No.
Oh,
no, two of those snakes on one jacket.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
I about to say, if there's different creators using the same idea, then that is a huge problem, bro.
But I can say not all he showed the worst shit first, all right? Like, but the best shit was actually for last, because I'm not gonna lie, the rest of his wardrobe was actually pretty decent.
So how many different creators was it?
It was about three that I can remember off the top of my head. Also, they did have a spoken word or poetry, you know, section. Oh my god, it was this. Oh. Okay, so side story. In the middle of the fashion, at the end of the first, like, you know, rendition of fashion show where they were showing all the models, you know, coming out, it was some chick with pink braids. Fire. All right, she did that shit. I don't remember her name, but
you talk about her actual, like, poetry.
No, just as a model, like, she did But yeah, but so after that, I decided to walk outside, you know, and take a little smoke break. I see it was about three females out there, an older lady, but then I found out her name was New Wop.
Oh my god, does it
powerful
matter?
Or power backwards, like.
Rewop?
Rewop. Yeah.
That's some fake woke ass shit right there, nigga. Oh, god damn. Yo, okay, my bad. Rewop. That's such a fucking, that's a terrible name. Like, bro, no, it's power backwards. Like, that's some fake woke shit, bro. Like,
Rewop. Oh, my bad, y'all. Oh,
goddamn,
y'all.
Rewop. So nobody's like, calling you that. Nigga, your name's Brianna, nigga. Stop.
Shut up, James. He's not Samaj.
Oh, Jesus Christ, bruh. I'm not trying to diss nobody that's possibly going to see this and shit.
This is too fucking funny.
Like, rewop, though. Like, come on, bruh.
Oh, man. Look, just know I took my drink from inside the club, outside the club, and I had the bottle in the car. I definitely went and poked me up a little shot. Bro, I paid $17 for a fucking drink.
What?
I wanted to punch that bitch so fucking bad.
Was it like a mixed drink?
Yeah. But it wasn't like...
It was like a solo cup full type shit?
Yeah, it's like the solo cup was like this big.
Oh, god damn.
This much in the fucking cup, and it's got ice in it.
Nigga, what solo cup is this big?
What? You get the fuck. You know those clear cups? The clear, like, not the red ones, the clear ones.
But is they the same size as the red ones?
I think so.
The red one's like 20 ounces. I know that much.
Well, nigga, look, I'm not measuring, I'm not observing metrics while I'm drunk. So, like, I don't know. Just know I was pissed off. I had to pay $17 for a drink that was watered down.
I'm just saying a solo cup is a specific cup. Like, it's a specific size cup. It's like this big. You was like, that shit like this big. I'm like,
nigga, my measurement was off. All right. But either way it goes, all right. It wasn't full. Just know it wasn't full. Just like, all right, remember when we went to Silhouettes? The fucking Long Islands that I got from there, them shits were full.
And those are solo cups.
Yeah, I was getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't get fucked up. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
17, and we didn't even pay $17 in Silhouettes
either. That's what I'm saying. Like, I paid like $7.
Yeah.
Oh, at God. The most, $12. Like, what the fuck? Like, inflation my ass.
No, they're just capping your ass. Like, dead ass.
Oh, my gosh, bro. See, it's big like, profit. Black people, y'all want to take shit, and just because the white man does it. Bro, the white man does it strategically, all right?
Oh, God.
Like, you just want to sit here and just do it off of just pure wanting to do it. Like, no, it don't work like that.
But it's pure profit hungry niggas.
Like, come on, dude.
It's like, you know, you pay like maybe 50 bottles for that Hennessy. Like, why are you going to upcharge niggas by $17 to $20 for a drink just so you can make your profit back five times when you can undersell just a little bit and make the profit, you know, two times over maybe?
And keep the same customer loyalty.
Exactly.
Like, bruh, that's how you stay in business. I'm like, come on. Why do you think Fins and Feathers is Fins and Feathers right now? Because it was like three different clubs before that shit closed. Wait, before that shit opened up.
Screw you, dude.
So, come on, dude. But either way, back to the fucking story. So, I step outside. I talk to, you know, Rewop. Did she want a shot? Gave her a shot. I took a shot. Boom. Got my shit in the cup and shit. Had some orange soda, so I had to mix it with something because I'm not drinking tequila straight. Fuck that. So
this story is long as shit, nigga.
Because it was a lot that happened in that motherfucker, bro. Like,
the first of all, the funniest thing has been the terrible outfits and Rewop. That's like, that was, and you being high as shit.
Nah, it gets worse.
Did it get worse?
Yes. Then I didn't realize Rewop was a performer.
Rewop.
Yeah, because then they had a whole spoken word section, and then they were talking about, you know, a whole bunch of dick and throats and shit. I was like, what? Like, the way this dick goes down my throat makes me want to choke.
Are you dead ass?
I'm so serious, nigga.
What the fuck?
Yes, like, but I'm not gonna lie, the shit was it was actually pretty fun. But
I mean, what was the ultimate point of it? Or at least what you took away from it?
I just like the
dick
the
going down her throat.
the dick is in her throat. She wants me to pull out, but I said no.
That's wild.
Okay. But then I find out, you know, Rewop was performing and she starts performing. I'm like, oh, damn.
Performing what though? Like rap?
Like, yeah. Like, wait, no. I can fuck you at your tens, babe. I was like, what? Bruh, as soon as she started, and this is no dig to her, alright? Like, I don't.
Yes, it is.
It is. But
just please don't take it that, like, that harshly.
Just know, I looked at my homegirl looked at me. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
So she was a straight woman talking about like a man?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. She was like, I could fuck you at your Tim's, babe. I was like,
I gotta hear her sound because you're not doing it justice for real.
I'm trying.
Is this really that bad? Yes. Like, because this sounds terrible coming out your mouth.
Bruh, when have I told you some shit was ass and it was fire? Thank you.
I ain't really. Yeah, I don't
thank
know.
You. Like, I will tell you some shit is ass. Right? It ain't it.
I'm pretty sure you told me some shit was aight and it was actually terrible.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that. But if I tell you,
but
if, ass,
yeah, like, yeah,
bro, just take my word for
yeah.
it.
Damn, Rewop. I can fuck you out your tears, babe. I can just imagine that on stage. Like, I wonder how the rest of the audience is reacting. Because like, obviously you was laughing. Damn.
Look, I wasn't laughing too hard because it's like
you don't want to be noticeable. Yeah. And everybody else is like, "Yeah, you do it, sis," and you just like, "I'm not buying that." Yeah. You gotta be a chameleon in these situations, bro.
Like, I'm just like, no. I had my hand on my mouth, like.
You gotta have a face mask on in those situations.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bitch had some fucking patches on her flannel and told him, "Yes, I like the design. I know."
I'm not buying.
You're like, capping.
I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing
that.
Oh,
man. That sounded like a good dope experience, though, man.
Oh, it was. Oh, a fight almost broke out in the back. One of the designers almost whooped one of the models' asses and shit.
Hey, it's not a nigga congregation.
If a nigga moment hasn't happened.
Yeah, on God. Some niggas got to fight or shoot. Like that.
Look, I'm not going to. That's why I was like. Wait, that's why I said, damn, I should have brought my blick in the club.
Oh, God, nigga. You never know what can go down.
Oh, Jesus.
When a bunch of niggas around.
Atlanta. Bro, I was on the east side, Stone Mountain. Mm. Like, bro. Then, like, fuck that. But saw some really dope artists. A few of them would love to have on the podcast. What?
We Gabby not having Rewop, bro.
I wasn't mentioning that. No.
Okay.
No. Okay. No offense.
But
no
it's offense, power backwards. Open up your third eye, my brother.
No. Look, I'll say Gabby with the fatty. Who else? Kiana. There's a couple of other ones. Fiji? Kiwi? Some shit? Kiki, Devil Music. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a few of them. I can't... Oh, yeah. And S. Dot Personality. Definitely make sure you check out a few of their Instagrams. And or just check out all their Instagrams. Tell them, you know, we sent you and shit like that. Those are the artists that I actually liked seeing at the competition. Well, not competition, but at the fashion show. Because the artists that were there did a very good job. Except for, like, two. That, well, really, like, three. That I really was just like, bro, why the fuck were they?
They're like medium rare right there.
So you're not even recording, right?
Put it in the air fryer?
No. This little cheese on top, I took the steaks off, and I put some heavy whipped cream into
it. First of all, this is like real medium rare. Nah, that's him right there.
Is that Hemi Jones?
God damn.
That's Hemi-thy?
I ain't gonna lie, she usually fucking up the steak.
But she fucked it up for real.
Nah, yeah, she done. Oh, yeah, shit, man. Yeah. Oh man, that was it.
Yeah.
That's a different level. I ain't gonna hold you.
Okay, yeah, I can. I
gotta try it. That's some progression I ain't never seen in my life.
I'm glad. Like that.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's kinda ooh.
Like how you even get that good so fast? You made all four of them?
About to. I looked at how I did. I was like, I'm going to pull these four back out. I'm
going to try this again. If you was a mom, your kids would be proud.
Indubitably.
Yes. Wait, my phone fucked up. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Thank you. That chip, yeah. Yeah, you did that. Appreciate it. Oh, yeah.
So we gotta talk about this fucking, I guess, ex transgender that.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that shit. Yeah. Oh man,
that was probably the most clip worthy topic of this whole entire podcast. Yeah,
so apparently, it came out on Paramount.
What? No. It came out on Paramount Plus.
It came out on The Breakfast Club as Donkey of the Day. It was a transgender that was trying to go and sue her doctor. Hold on, let me go back and make sure I.
Her therapist, right?
Yeah. No. She went to sue the surgeon.
The surgeon?
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna just. I know we're recording. I'm just like, goddamn.
Trans woman sues psychiatrist for approving gender transition after one meeting. So, is she suing the surgeon or the psychiatrist, nigga?
Oh, damn. I guess he's suing the psychiatrist. Oh, damn.
Okay, so yeah, so my perception of this is right. So I don't, because if it was a surgeon, then no, she's wrong 100%. If it was a surgeon, if she's trying to sue the surgeon, no, because the surgeon is going to do his job. You signed up for this, or you paid for this, whatever. We're getting this done.
Okay.
It's now if we talking about the therapist, that's when it's kind of touchy, because it's like, okay, God damn it. Like, you want people to live in their truth. But at the same time, I feel like you hold a higher ethical duty to, like, know when something is such a rash decision like this. Like, we're not talking about making a slow transition.
Yeah.
We talking about straight up going full-fledged, taking the uterus out. Like, we talking about...
This is not getting a tattoo, all right?
Yes, like, we're talking about a life-changing decision.
Yeah, something that you were born with that you're actually removing out of you. And that's not good.
At an age like, what, 19, you said?
Ew, I bet your pH gonna be nasty. I'm sorry, my bad.
But she like 19, right?
Yeah.
So like after one meeting, I can't see how any doctor or anybody in like that type of profession would approve something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you should hold a bigger professional standard. Like, you should have all your personal biases aside. And it gets really weird when there's therapists that have these personal biases, just like the one that just got fired. Because I get it. You want somebody to live in their truth. But at the same time, you should also know that this is a life-changing decision, and she's maybe too young enough. And this is why it's hard to cover this, right? Because if I say she's too young enough to make a decision like this, then I look bad.
No, because in all honesty, 19, no, you're still too young. You're not a real adult. You haven't faced any real adult challenges.
So how do you feel about Dwayne Wade, like, officially changing his daughter's sex?
Well, that, as a parent, that's whatever the fuck you're doing, all right?
Yeah, but the same thing stands. Like, she is too young to understand what exactly she's doing.
But it's not like he's going to get her, like,
dick cut off. Yeah, true that.
Or reassignment surgery and shit. So, like, from that aspect, that's the only reason why I'm saying, as a parent, all right, I get it. You're just trying to comfort and be supportive of your child. And you don't want to push them away or have them feel like they're being pushed away.
Yeah.
So from that aspect, I completely understand. But from the one that she's 19, she was 19 at that time, and 4 years later, you should have waited at least until you were 24. I mean, not 24, at least 23, 22, 23.
I would just say sometime, like, not even giving a time limit on it, because you just don't know. Like, this could just be some phase in your life. And
yeah,
even though it's kind of hard to say when we talk about transgender people, because I know at first there's a lot of struggles with being transgender, especially in the Black community. But at the same time, to go as far as she did, let's just say that somebody that goes as far as she did to go through the whole gender reassignment surgery and then trying to blame the psychiatrist, it's still like,
you're delusional.
She still takes that L, but I also believe that the psychiatrist should hold themselves to a standard. Like, okay, I'm not going to just approve you for something that you're already telling me that you have a problem. Like, psychologically.
No. The first psychologist said, no, I don't think you're actually mentally stable enough to have this reassignment surgery. But that's why she went to a second one. And he said, oh, well, fuck it. As well. Like, look, but you want it, I'll give it to you.
In that case, I mean, she's still wrong, but he's still wrong. Because you still should have that professional opinion, like, yo, you have something psychologically wrong with you. Why are you making these rash decisions?
Something dysmorphia.
Body dysmorphia? Body dysmorphia is when you look in the mirror and you feel, maybe you're a super fit dude, but you look in the mirror, you feel fat. You always feel fat, and
a mental disorder she was suffering from. I think, I'm not too sure, but it's one of those. Hopefully, you know, it can be inserted.
But even so, like, for her to be experiencing that at her age is super normal. First of all, like.
Nowadays,
it's super normal. I feel like it was back then, just nobody knew how to identify it, and
you're right, it was more taboo.
Yeah, and then we don't we didn't have as much access to just looking up our symptoms online. Facts. Sometimes that could be a bad thing. Don't do that. Oh,
God, yeah. WebMD is not always
Yeah, you're gonna think you're having a heart attack when you're just having a panic attack.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I had syphilis. That shit said I had cancer.
So. Oh, whoa. I was just trying to figure out if you had syphilis.
I'm just playing.
My brain just analyzed that. I'm like, what? But like she, at her age, it's super normal to be dealing with whatever psychological issue she had with her body. Most of us do. I feel like men probably suffer from it. Well, not even that, because women and men, through the start of puberty up until whenever that age is for you personally. Because you know, some women, maybe they grow into their bodies and they become fine at 22. Now their confidence is there. But like that whole time between that, you are lacking in confidence. You don't know where you stand. At least if you just wasn't born with the good genes. Because, you know, some niggas have just been sexy their whole lives. But like that's just how it is. And I think as a psychologist or a therapist, whatever it was, a psychiatrist, you should know that you giving her this fucking advice or her or what's the word? Not acknowledging.
Consultation?
Because what she wanted was somebody to agree with her. That's what it seems like. Because she
diagnosis.
Went to
diagnosis.
Right? No, I mean for somebody to like agree with you for your own, because you want them to. For you to be her yes man, like.
That's the best.
Yeah, because I couldn't think of nothing else.
Yeah.
It's wrong, professionally speaking. But also, she wanted somebody to be her yes man. And this was the person that was like, okay, well, fuck it. I guess she wanted to live in her truth. Who am I to say that she shouldn't do it? Like,
but dark conspiracy theory, what if she had this plan the whole time?
Oh, that'd be cold-blooded. Oh, my God.
Like, that's why she got donkey of the day. Like, and I ain't even mad at it. Because she's really, like, going out delusional for this one.
I feel like there's wrong on both sides. Like, you shouldn't be a professional telling somebody off one meeting after they tell you that there's something wrong with them psychologically that they should go ahead with a surgery.
Facts.
That's really wrong, in my opinion. But also, on her end, she obviously wanted somebody to say, oh, yes. Go ahead just and get that surgery.
Yeah. You just wanted somebody to agree with you.
Yeah, and like, he was that one, and then she ended up doing it, and now she regrets it. And to be honest with you,
later. Like, what the fuck?
If there was a percent gauge on who's more wrong, she is, for sure.
Yeah, because you're the one getting this shit done to your body.
Yeah.
He's doing this shit to your body, he goes home, and he's cool, and he still has his dick.
That's not really the best point.
It's just an analogy, but you get the point. Shut up.
I sort of get it. Yeah. I mean, I think the underlying thing you said was it's your body, so you should do more due diligence to figure out whether or not this is what you want to do. And thanks. I don't know about your experience, but any trans person I ever met, it wasn't just boom. I feel like, out of nowhere, I feel
they were gay first, at least.
Yeah, it was like a slow process. Maybe they was like, well, obviously, it's also a money thing, too. So you can't just, boom, I'm about to get this whole thing done.
Maybe they got to work harder than everybody else.
Yeah, so if you got the money, I imagine you can make a rash decision like that. Yeah. But it's like, in my experience, it's always been a slow process, not just, oh, I go to a therapist, he confirms it, boom, I'm about to do it.
What if somebody, like, sponsoring her ass?
Sponsor, like how?
Like,
you know, bitches call niggas sponsors. That's basically the tricks in the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shit, I mean, maybe hey, he liked trannies and he was like, he's gonna drop this bread.
You want to be like Bobby Valentino?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Was Bobby Valentino? Oh, yeah, yes. He was. Yes. And he was running out that fuck. Yes. He ran out that hotel. Oh, man.
Stop recording.
Yeah, I mean, never mind.
We're not gonna get too dark, but just know.
I don't know how to feel about this though.
Yeah, like honestly, let us know what y'all think.
She shouldn't have grounds to sue. I don't believe though.
If I was a judge, I wouldn't even take this shit serious, especially if I actually like read the affidavit before I even like decide on a trial date or anything.
Yeah, but
like
I mean, the judge has to take it serious. he has to.
But no, nah, there's some judges that will actually like read the case and be like,
I mean, if it's just downright dumb, whatever, there's no grounds to sue, for
well,
sure.
You never know because, well, you, damn.
Because I can agree with her that he did, like, as professional-wise,
yeah,
he should have suggested a second opinion. I can agree with that.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. The first psychiatrist told
so
her.
So she's suing the second psychiatrist for not saying that she should get a second opinion.
Yes. Oh, this man. Shit is
She taking the L. Nah, what the fuck, bitch? You just that was your second opinion, and you decided to. What the fuck?
She said you want
to. And if you knew you needed a second opinion, why the fuck you ain't just go to somebody else? Like why he, you? It was his job, bitch. Nah.
It was his job.
Nah, she taking the L. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Nah, now it's kind of in full swing. Like, I understand what's going on. She basically took an L, but don't want to take accountability for it. Yep. Doing this whole gender reassignment surgery, yep. And now she's blaming somebody else, which is a psychiatrist. Literally. Oh my god, bitch!
So it's
oh shit, yo.
Oh my god, bitch. Look, the only thing that I'm gonna say on this is because I honestly don't know that many transgender people who actually did the reassignment surgery.
Yeah.
Or like the opposite of reassignment surgery.
There's still reassignment no matter like which way it go.
Yeah, nah, I'm just saying like, you know, converting back from like
unreassignment.
Yeah, unreassignment. Yeah, I haven't seen that. All right, like I haven't.
Was it
like,
just assignment? Because reassignment, like
what the fuck? I guess so. I guess yeah. Technically, it really would be assignment.
Yeah, because like reassignment would be that it's just assigned. I don't know.
Because you're assigned at birth. Like.
Yeah. So. You can't be assigned. Because you biologically still that. So. Yeah. I don't know. This is wild. This is wild, bro. For you to even go to the full extent like this, go so hard and then try to blame somebody else. There's a big problem with the accountability in, I would just say younger generations for sure. Because she was 19. And, like, bro, you're looking at everybody but yourself. Now, honestly, not honestly, but showing some kind of empathy, she did have something psychologically wrong with her. So, I mean, it is up to a psychiatrist to figure out what that is and kind of guide her through her emotions. But at the same time, bro,
that's technically, yeah, it is technically his responsibility to at least give some wise counsel before she actually makes a brash decision.
One meeting is still crazy.
Like, yeah, I would have at least three, maybe four, up to at least six consultations before we actually full on go through with this procedure because this is a life altering decision.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, even knowing how she's taking this fat L right now, identifying as a man for like literally a day and a half.
I just want to be a nigga.
She's taking this L, but I still think some accountability needs to put on the psychiatrist too, because it should. I mean,
it's one really meeting, bro,
one meeting, like that's crazy.
Hey, shout out to the first psychiatrist for telling her, yeah, hell no, you need to definitely seek some other help first.
Yeah,
before, because I'm not signing off.
And that, as a psychiatrist, is your ethical duty.
Yes,
to be that way with your patients, especially when they fucking 19 years old.
Yeah, just like those tattoo artists that be tattooing motherfuckers like face all up and shit like that.
Yeah,
there are certain tattoo artists that's like, bruh, nah, I'm not doing that. I don't want my name associated with that shit at all, because that is not what I represent.
Yeah, on God, especially like swastika tats and shit like that. Yeah. Like,
what?
Yeah, man.
Like, bro, if I ever see a black person do a swastika tat,
you said a what tat?
A swastika. I feel like Joe Biden.
Oh, man. That's so sad, though. Like, in retrospect, even though it's funny, it's sad too. Like, we got a fucking nigga that's just going down.
There's one word to describe a man.
This nigga has a huge cognitive decline and nobody's paying attention to it. Like, damn.
Because nobody cares.
Bruh, he's going to lead us into some shit. And I know it. Because he don't even remember shit. Like, he can't remember shit. He just said he's fucking getting his ass spanked in debates because he can't even remember what the fuck he just said 2 minutes ago. And this is 2 years ago.
Now, like, Joe, what's your stance on climate reform? Well, I can tell you one
thing. I am the environment.
What I say goes.
This nigga said, I am the environment, nigga. Oh, my God.
You are not him. You are not him. Bitch, I'm him. Quit playing.
Oh, man. Shit. Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, God. But, look, I'll just say, look, just to wrap up that shit, before you make any brash decisions, make sure you definitely seek wise counsel, or don't just go off of pure emotion. Make sure you definitely put some genuine thought into it, and definitely take your time with your decisions, because you don't want to make a decision that will impact the rest of your life. And you're just feeling this way momentarily, not knowing next year you could feel different. So that's all I'm saying. Not speaking against your surgery or speaking against, you know, your truth or anything like that. But
it wasn't her truth. So that is, I mean,
look, I'm just saying for all the other, you know.
Oh, I mean, if you're like, if this is what you want for you and you know that, and you didn't just fucking try to dive straight into a gender reassignment surgery. Cool.
Most of
me personally, though. I think that psychology cancels. If a lot of people went to therapy when they first had these thoughts of wanting or feeling like they were the opposite gender, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be trans.
At all.
Yeah. I think psychology, it cancels a lot of those beliefs and makes you understand where it comes from. Because it's not something we just born to do.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't expect a 3-year-old to be like, oh, I'm gay.
I feel like a boy. Well, maybe you should look at what you're raising them around. Maybe, like, what you're dressing them in. Like, maybe you need to look at that. Not because they actually just feel like a boy at birth.
I never want to dress up in a dress. No. Now, I did put a towel over my head, like, if I had long hair, because, shit, just like locks, I got long fucking hair now. Shit.
I mean, maybe this is a hot take, but, like, not this exactly, but what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I get it.
But, like, I grew up around women, so putting makeup on, like, just experimenting with my mom's makeup, putting her heels on and shit, that's normal for a boy that hasn't had men in his life.
Okay, yeah, I can.
But
I
does that mean I'm gay? Yes. Well, no. Fuck
you. Even though I know you'd be fucking your girlfriend.
Yeah, yes, like all the time.
Gay.
But like, but like, does that mean I'm gay? No, it's just because of my surroundings, which influence the lifestyle. Well, not lifestyle I want to live, but the lifestyle I end up living, wearing heels as like a 7-year-old boy and shit.
Yeah.
Putting wigs on. Well, they put wigs on me, but you know, that even further
made like, it. Bro, you was out here trying to get wigs on
there? I was 7 years old, so it's not something that
I'm considering
the life I live now. But it's still like, if you were able to go to psychology and he made you understand where this mindset comes from, I think people have a different perspective on things.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most fucking definitely. So, yeah, like, go to therapy.
No, real talk, man. Go to therapy, man. Yeah. I'm not finna go as far as calling y'all dusty and shit like the last bitch did.
Y'all dusty asses need to go to therapy and just learn how to open your fucking mouth.
Don't you want to learn how to talk to your bitch? Like, okay.
Don't you understand the reason why your bitch don't like you like that?
like, women have raised their standards, so y'all can't keep doing this dusty ass shit. Like, okay.
Acting like you're not a dusty ass bitch.
Like, yo, women have not raised their standards. They still fucking dusty ass niggas,
bro. Right.
So let's get
like,
the
you
fuck
still
on.
Fucking Jamal out the pen.
Like, yeah, here. Let's be real.
Like, let's
keep standards it. Is at an all time low.
Oh,
nigga.
Gee. Like, you still fucking with them block boys. They hugging that block so hard. Like, stop playing.
Real talk, bro. Real talk. Oh, Jesus. That's the truth of it. She a hypocrite, bro.
Baby, bruh, yeah, she a game banging animal. Yeah, a hippo crip.
Yeah, wow. That was so cringe, nigga. That was cringe as fuck. Damn, nigga. That was so bad. No, but everybody does need to go to therapy, bro. Like, the underlying message in that is still true. Just like with the 21 Savage thing, and just like if you know, theoretically Future was to come out and say that drugs are bad, these messages are still true, even though the worst people for those messages are saying them.
Oh, yeah, now I can actually, like, recite the line. He said, "I don't want to hear your opinion about what's hip-hop. They ain't hanging out of my bridges. Nigga, that's hip-hop." Oh, God.
Yeah, bro. Literally, almost every song is gun bar, so.
Yes, bro.
I definitely understand why niggas like, shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah, because it's like, bro, look. You smacking niggas with sticks. You clapping niggas with Macs, alright? You pulling up and airing it out.
Yeah.
You hitting niggas with dirty sticks. Like, come on, dude. Like.
Yeah, the wetting niggas mama's house up.
Oh, God. Like, yeah. Where does back up? Where does mama house? But
first of all, like, because yeah, I'm going to post that. I'm going to post that 21 Savage clip tomorrow. I'm going to give a few tips for you creators out there. Just help y'all with growth on, like, Instagram and shit. But, the caption I put in it is, could you perpetuate gun violence in your music or in your art form and still be against gun violence?
No.
Is it, you actually feel that way or you just bullshit?
No, I'm just bullshitting. I'm just bullshitting. But it's like, that's kind of like striding the fence. Like that. Well, not even kind of. That really is striding the fence because it's
like, I don't know what that like.
You're
getting
okay. Like you're playing both sides. Like you can't sit here and say, "Oh, yeah, we need to stop the violence," but you're promoting the violence.
Yeah.
Like that's what
you
that's
profit what off I, of the violence. Yeah,
definitely. So it's like I can't sit here and get behind that fully, but I respect the message. But,
yeah.
But at the same time, if that's what you have to put out to make money and profit off of that, knowing damn well you can't change up your formula, because you know if you change it, you're not going to be able to feed your kids.
Exactly, because he said in an Instagram Live, like, if I was making gospel music, would y'all, like, would the fans be listening? No. Now, do you think, because the Christian rapper came out and he was like, he took it the wrong way. He's a Christian. The nigga that came out was like saying that bullshit or whatever, how he could actually make it in Christian rap. Bro, you're a Christian rapper that started from Christian rap. We talking about 21 Savage that came out with a song, Young Savage, Why You Trapping So Hard?
Bro, even when they brought Lil Baby to church, Lil Baby would look so fucking uncomfortable with his chains on and shit like that. I'm like, bro, you're in church.
Yeah.
Man. Like, you ain't got to, like, be flossed up, glossed
bro,
up.
Bro, he flossed up everywhere. Yeah, I don't know what the logic is, but, hey, I respect it.
Yeah, just
but, like, even so, what the fuck was I talking about? See, like, we didn't even talk about Lil Baby. Like, oh yeah 21 Savage, yeah, like he can't come out and fucking make songs about Jesus and how Jesus is king and shit. Even Kanye's had a real rough transition into that, but it still wasn't that great. To be honest with you,
you're right, because like, I haven't listened to Donda still.
Yeah, no. Oh, I haven't listened to Donda too. I listened to Donda though.
I haven't listened.
It wasn't that great. I'm telling you, so.
I know. I'm pretty sure. I'm not even trying to be an asshole, but I'm pretty sure.
So I'm kind of on the fences with that, too. Like, I do believe that profiting off of perpetuating gun violence and coming out and saying, oh,
we need to stop that shit.
Yeah, that's your contradiction.
Yeah. You completely, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't feel like it. I'll tell you one thing, 21 Savage, like, music is one of the most influential art forms there is, period.
Most fucking definitely.
So, even if you don't want to believe it, your sound or your music being global is influencing fans somewhere to do the shit that you want them to stop, and that's just how it is. Just like when Juice WRLD came out and said, when I listen to Future, he made me want to do drugs. You don't think there's more fans out there that listen to this music and think, like, oh, he said he wet a nigga mama house. I'm a fucking... Maybe that kid that went to go kill that nigga mom at his gravesite was listening to...
listening to Youngboy.
Maybe. But that's the thing.
Wait,
like,
but what if Youngboy actually came out and said the same shit 21 Savage said? Yo, we need to stop this violence. You heard me?
It'd be the same thing. Niggas be like, shut your ass up, nigga.
Like, shut your bitch ass up, fuck.
It's just like... And I was thinking about this when I was editing this clip. It's just like when Gucci Mane came out, it's like, we need to stop dissing Dead Ops. It's like, nigga, what the
nigga,
fuck
you talking
about?
You just said you were smoking Pukalo. You just said it. Just not even no more than a week ago.
Yes, bro. Facts. And I'm just like, Okay, now putting our perspective, I completely understand why niggas are looking at these niggas funny. And also, y'all don't want to be put in a box, but this puts y'all in a box when y'all have to make music like this.
Like a hoe.
But y'all don't actually stand on that side of the fence. Y'all just make music like this because, you know, that's what sells. And that's kind of that's where I disagree with the fact that you can't perpetuate gun violence and be against it. Because negativity sells.
Now we can see the next project that 21 Savage, or at least the next single or anything he release. Let's see if he actually tries to change it up. I feel like he won't.
I can't recall any song where he didn't say nothing about guns. Even a J. Cole song, he's like, "How many niggas you shot? A lot. Like,
so how many guns you got? A lot."
So it's like, I can't recall not one song where he said nothing about guns. Dead ass, like.
Just that straight drop, how you other niggas re-rock.
I don't know any song.
How much crack did this nigga sell? Because he, like, you know what? We just
gonna,
allegedly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of songs. I hope niggas don't get caught up in Rico's, but it's like, bro, y'all just be, like, leaving the door open for the feds.
But
bro,
you also got, like, you blame... I blame them, but I also blame the industry, because this shouldn't be the shit that sells. Why are we always promoting the bullshit? Like, why is it that guns and drugs and bitches and fucking popping pussy, robbing niggas, why is that, like, the meta for rap?
It's cool.
But why is that cool? Like,
oh, yeah. Speaking like, of meta, yo, we never talked about it. Oh, yeah,
we
didn't talk about it.
I forgot about it,
like,
again.
Like, we dead at... My bad, y'all. But we forgot to talk about this shit last week, but that little Mecca... What the Mecca X?
I think it was FN Mecca.
Oh, yeah. FN Mecca was the fastest fucking artist that flopped so fucking hard. Oh, my gosh. He was picked up by Capitol and dropped by Capitol within the same week. All right.
First of all, is it just me, or did I think that whole caricature was just kind of racist?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely racist saying, and having him put up tweets. Or Instagram captions. The police. Wait, 12 keeps trying to beat me because I won't snitch.
I fucking knew that was gonna happen too, but I didn't want to believe it.
You good?
Wait, I got a screen protector on this shit. But was it this way or was it this way?
That way.
Alright.
What was I talking about?
The 12 keep trying to catch me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 12 keeps beat me because I won't snitch.
Oh!
Yes.
What?
Yes. I just, wait, I, 12
keep
I wish
beating
I was
me?
Yes, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was out and be able to write and release music. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
What the fuck you talking
now
about?
Don't quote me verbatim, but the quote that I did say was within the tweet. All right, so y'all can definitely like cross reference me on that.
To me, like, it just seemed like a cash grab for the label.
Yes,
and they was just like,
we got to see if this gonna work.
Yeah, and they thought maybe it would work just because they're popping off with the NFTs. I ain't gonna lie, like the animations with the FN Mecca nigga on like was pretty aight. Like,
if they would have used that with like gameplay,
yeah. If it was a video game or just an NFT, I think it would have did well.
Oh yeah, it definitely would have sold.
But to make him a rapper, that's just an obvious caricature of what 40 and 50 year olds think like rappers are.
And then it's like to be made by a white man. But he looks like a black man and he says nigga.
Yeah. It's just so, like, that was racist.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people agree with me on that. I don't know if I'm just looking at it
now,
from a different lens.
Now, the voice of the animated character
was a black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came out. I didn't know if it was confirmed or not, but it was a dude that came out and said he was a voice for FN Mecca. And they didn't tell him exactly what he was doing. But they gave him some money to do it. So he claimed that he didn't know anything about the actual character.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess it was like, they're really trying to cover this shit up.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, like you said, that was the fastest, like the, Yo, as soon as I heard about it, it's as soon as I heard about him falling off.
Real talk. Yes. Like, that's look, how fast I think this is definitely going to go down like some Will Smith shit. Like, oh, you remember when these niggas actually tried to do that? Goofy ass niggas. Yeah. Like, in all honesty, I do understand from a business perspective on expenses when it comes down to rappers. All right, bailing them out of jail, having to buy them, bust down spaghetti, studio time.
Yeah, completely, it's expensive as
shit. Completely understandable. But once you take the actual artist from the studio and you try to make it artificial, then you're taking true soul out of music, and that's not going to sell.
And without soul, what the fuck is art?
Thank you. Even little riff-raff ass fucking rappers out here, they still have soul in their music. It sucks.
Yeah, it's just but it's not the right soul, but it's some soul. Yeah,
okay. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say like all music is good music, but no, but with good music you hear that soul behind it. Yeah. And that's something you can't animate and you can't create.
Yeah, like, I also feel like y'all niggas are so out of touch of what rappers actually are that y'all created this bullshit character.
Yes.
Thinking that rappers are like Lil Pump, basically. This is basically a Lil Pump. Like, that's what I was getting from this.
And nobody cares about Lil Pump.
Like, the nigga fell off so long ago, bro. Yes. He really wasn't even on that long.
On me.
Like, real talk. So, like,
not a lot of people saying, ish, get it, anymore.
Just, man, I don't really got much to say on this, actually, man. Like, I feel like it's just open and shut, because it was like, yo, what made y'all think from any example that this is going to work out?
Gorillaz, probably.
Well, how so?
Because it's like, granted, Gorillaz have a live band behind them, but it's only like one person that does the voices. Or that does a voice. Well, it's two people technically, because you got Murdoch and 2D. Noodles doesn't really talk, and Russell doesn't really talk. But
they don't perform like.
No, they all perform. They all perform. Yeah.
So.
But it's like it's a band, like a live band.
I think I would relate it more to like niggas like Marshmello and shit. Like their whole character is like they mask and not them actually as an actual person or something. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Or I was thinking about the Tupac hologram.
Oh, shit.
In my opinion, that was just cringy.
Yo, I get it though, because like, and we do got to end this off. I mean, we do got to shoot for Patreon too. But like I get it for
I gotta get up early.
Me too. I get it for like the nostalgia part of it. Everybody wants to like experience Tupac. Yeah, like he died before a lot of us young people that appreciate his music and maybe 90s music hadn't got to see. But to create a hologram, like, yo,
nah, Doc.
That's weird. That was weird as fuck. And that's not the only time they did it too.
I think didn't they do it for Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, like, granted, just let them rest in peace and just let us enjoy the work that they left us with.
Right? Yeah. It just seemed like a cash grab. Like,
literally.
Whoever's putting that show on is like, oh yeah, we gonna get all the niggas that fuck with Michael Jackson and like still kind of mourning his death and shit, and they gonna pay for this shit. Like, and we gonna get that quick buck. I feel like that's what it is, and that's the worst about it.
And also, you got to look at it. They own the masters too, so, and the publishing
for Michael Jackson.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it'll be his estate.
Yeah, his estate.
His estate. I think they own Eminem's.
They do. Yes. Yo, Michael Jackson is
that nigga petty as fuck. That nigga is petty.
Yeah, when I heard that story, I was like, oh shit, oh, nigga. Oh my God. That's some gangster ass shit.
Yes, like that, bro. What? Look, that's Michael gangsta. Was a gangster.
Yeah, right? That's gangster, nigga.
He thought y'all, bro, you thought that hee hee.
Oh, God, nigga.
He said, don't let that hee hee get you fooled, nigga. Yes, I'll suck the shit out your ass.
That's some gangster ass shit, bro.
You don't want to work with me? All right, it's cool.
Cool.
Don't worry about it. Don't
you just find out a couple months later that this nigga owned your masters.
You. Like, what? Yeah, he owned you, dude.
That's the epitome of gangster, nigga.
All because you made a diss about him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And it was kind of tame for Eminem, if you think about it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, everybody was taking shots at Michael Jackson when he was alive, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
But it's just because he was like, bro, you're white. All
right,
now I gotta get your ass.
Now I gotta kick your dumb ass. What the fuck you talking about, nigga? I'ma have the last laugh, nigga. You ain't never getting your masters back.
Bubbles, go beat his ass.
Oh man.
Oh, fuck
Michael Jackson, man. We gotta get out of here though.
Yes, sir.
But lastly, I wanna get into my quick tips. Two things, and three things, and four things maybe. First thing is make your content shorter.
Yes.
Specifically, I've seen people like, and we fuck with them, the Open Relationship Podcast. We definitely fuck with them, and yes, sooner or later we're gonna have them on our podcast. But yes, they upload such long clips.
Long as fuck.
I'm not saying I'm not watching it, but I'm telling you, majority of people are not watching that full thing. And the biggest thing on Instagram is video retention.
Yes.
If people are watching the full video.
13 to 15 seconds.
Even shorter than that is even better.
Yes.
To be honest with you. We shoot for about 30 seconds if it's something that, because to be honest with you, if we don't get to our point soon enough, which we need to work on, it's hard to have a beginning, climax, and conclusion in a 30-second video. So getting to your point faster on the podcast will help you a lot.
Okay.
But short content, it's going to be better because people are more liable to watch 10 seconds,
yeah,
7 seconds, 15 seconds. They're much more liable. And even if they're not, they watch around that 10 second mark. That's still 70, 80% retention time, which shoots up in the Instagram algorithm. So make your content shorter. I think I'm gonna just give out one tip each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's the biggest tip I can give y'all though. Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all two. Yeah. And give me $200. Go to your insights and pay attention to whenever your followers are more active. If you go to your insights and you go to followers and scroll all the way down, it'll give you the times when your followers are most active, and try to post around that for the most retention. Don't post on Sundays. In my experience, it may be different for you, but in my experience, nobody's watching our shit on Sundays, like dead ass. It's just every time we post on Sundays, it gets less than 1,000 views. So I would suggest not doing that and saving that content for Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesdays are the best days to post.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all I got, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. All my links going to be down below. Affiliates, we not going to do that again, or at least
yeah,
I'm
we
not.
Already, yeah, we already
got it. In the,
yeah, we already got it in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. So it's been your boy, Jew, and your boy, Nate, and we go.
I'm be streaming later too. I'm going to Masters this season, bro. We doing it. We doing it solo.
Yes,
this sir. Season.
Yes.
All right, we going now.